I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8 people were hurt when a Norristown high-speed train crashed into a bumper at the end of the tracks yesterday morning. The NTSB is now investigating. KYW's Tim Jimenez is there this morning with the latest. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. And trains are running on the Norristown high-speed line without any issues this morning, but the train that was involved in the crash is still here on the platform. There is caution tape blocking it off. SEPTA says it'll be moved to the yard at 69th Street whenever the NTSB wraps up its on-scene investigation here. SEPTA Interim GM Scott Sauer says they're cooperating with investigators as they try to figure out what exactly went wrong.
You have to run a lot of things through some inspections. We pulled video from the car. We will have to examine the car and, of course, look at what happened, do a more extensive interview with the operator.
And that operator was one of the 8 people hurt at about 9:45 yesterday morning when the high-speed line train rammed into a bumper here at the end of the tracks. Officials say one of the injured hurt their head and neck and had to be airlifted to the hospital. The other injuries are considered to be minor. As fire and SEPTA officials were on scene for the initial part of the investigation, shuttle buses were used between Norristown and Gulf Mills, Carol. That lasted a few hours yesterday. Service has been back to normal ever since, and that includes for this morning's commute.
All right, thank you.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.